This is Thriveonomics, presented by Thrive Mortgage.
Hola, ¿cómo están, amigos? Bienvenidos a Thriveonomics. ¿Cómo se dice presented by?
Presentado por.
Presentado por.
Por.
Thrive Mortgage. Yo soy Jaime. I'm your host, James Duncan, and joining me, I'm the Director of Marketing for Thrive Mortgage. Joining us, as always, is our podcast producer and all-around great guy, Raul Espinoza. Hello, Raul. How are
hey,
you?
How's it going, guys? Doing good, good. Just trying something new out
yeah,
in the circle.
Yeah, you kind of did the little, it's not really a circle wipe, but.
Yeah, more like a bubble.
Yeah, Raul's in a bubble. He's in his own little bubble. Those of you who are just listening to the audio version of this podcast, you have no idea what we're talking about. So you're going to have to go check out the YouTube versions. Yes. So
just watch.
When you're done listening and you want to, it's kind of like rewatching your favorite sitcom or favorite movie.
That's right.
When you're done listening, go download the YouTube video.
Over and over again.
Over and over again. So this gentleman, the reason I started off with a little bit of multicultural introductions today is because a gentleman sitting next to me, Mr. Shervy Ortiz, loan officer extraordinaire, one of our rising stars here at Thrive, doing great stuff. And Shervy represents Thrive down in the San Antonio market and kind of Central Texas Hill Country area. You actually live in Bernie, though, right?
I live in San Antonio.
You live in San Antonio.
I take a lot of trips to be in the Hill Country in Bernie.
yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah.
But anyway, welcome to Thriveonomics. First time on.
Thank you. Yes, my first time being
big,
here.
Big step, man.
You know, it's wow. You know, I'm honored.
There you go. Yeah,
I'm not worthy. Thank you.
Yes, you are. You most certainly are. You've earned it.
Thank you.
Well, the reason why we wanted to have Shervy on today is because he has a really interesting perspective, particularly in regards to first-time homebuyers working with non-English speakers. You yourself are very fluent in both languages.
Yep. Habla español y en inglés.
Sí. Bueno.
Muy bien.
I know poquito. Poquito español. So that's basically what I threw down at the beginning of the show. That's the extent.
That was a great start.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Sounded a lot better than if I tried to continue. It would have crashed and burned miserably. But anyway, welcome to Thriveonomics. Glad Thank you're you. Here. Glad Pleasure you're with Thrive. And love seeing all the things that you're doing, how you're growing on social media and all that great stuff. We'll get into all that in just a little bit. But I kind of want to start off with, tell us a little bit about your background. What kind of triggered the move over to being a mortgage loan originator?
Sure. So the Spanish comes in. I was born in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
So that was my first language growing up. Mm-hmm. We had a little bit of English in Puerto Rico. You had to learn. It was one class. And I remember I was scared because you had to speak all English.
Right.
But then when we moved, I was really scared because it was really all English every day, right?
Sure, of course.
But been in Texas since I was 9 and, mm-hmm. you know, raised in Texas for the most part,
right.
And grew a lot, you know, with both languages. That was like my mom, if you don't speak Spanish at home, you know, you're in trouble.
Gotcha.
So I have friends and multicultural friends come over and we used to play Atari and I'm not going to say how old I am, but you know, Nintendo's and, you know, and the deal was, you know, she can talk to me in Spanish. I have to reply in Spanish. And before you know, my friends were speaking Spanish too, cause they were eating that food. And
right.
She was like, I'm going to give you some, you know, Puerto Rican food.
Man, so. That's one of my favorite cuisines. I wish you and I had been friends when I was growing up. I would have been over at your house all the time.
Well, now that we're friends now, and I know that.
There you go. Sounds good.
Bon appetit. So,
right. Hey, and he knows French.
Yeah, that's
right. Listen to that.
Yeah, well, I know as much French as he knows Spanish.
Fair enough.
Very little.
That's where it ends.
That's right. My dad was in the mortgage business.
Oh, okay.
And although he was in it for a good period of time, I remember going to his office and see how busy he was and what he was doing to helping people. But that was more of a subconscious mind, what I saw. I didn't realize that that's what I was heading to until I got into college.
Right.
And so I then mortgaged and put me through college, actually.
No kidding.
Yeah. So that was, again, I'm not going to date it, but between, you know, by the time I graduated high school in 94 and finished college, that's all I did. And I worked with Citibank and I worked with banks. I was working with mortgage brokers. So it was already there. And, you know, I got out of college and I was done. And I didn't realize that was still a calling.
Right. What did you think you were going to move into after college?
You know, I thought I was going to be an economist. My degree is a business economics, and I've got a minor in international business. And I thought that I was going to solve the world finances. And, you know, here's this UT Austin alumni. Yeah. Coming out of college, I'm going to save the world. But I realized it was a little bit different.
Yeah.
Instead of macro, it went a little bit micro.
There you go.
A little bit smaller. Right. Microeconomic theory.
Slightly different path.
That's but right.
That actually benefits you immensely, I would think, over a lot of other loan originators, in that you've got the sense of both the macro and the micro. So you're taking a look at big picture. You're watching markets. You're seeing how the fluctuations, different economic indicators are panning out, and how that's going to influence the markets that we watch every day.
That's right.
And so that probably gives you a little bit of a special insight into just the interest rate fluctuations and kind of being able to time things a little bit better than probably your competition. So that's, I see that as an added advantage
that
you have.
It's something that I enjoy. I like watch. It sounds weird, but I like still watching the market and how it fluctuates, you know, how employment is affecting supply and demand and so forth. So I don't have a crystal ball, but I have statistics, you know, idea what that looks like. But yeah, it definitely gives me an advantage as to with experience, right?
Gotcha.
You know, what that would look like, how it would benefit the clients.
That's very cool. So how does that experience or that insight translate into how you serve your clients?
Sure.
Because you might think that somebody with that much head knowledge and that kind of expertise might be a little bit more, I don't want to say stuffy, but they might be a little bit more, a little bit more of an analytical approach in dealing with their clients and talking and speaking a language that they just flat out don't understand.
Right.
So how do you translate that expertise and that knowledge and that insight and make it either actionable or even understandable or approachable to the consumer?
Sure. So, you know, I was also in sales, and in sales, what I learned was, you know, make it simple, right?
There you go.
If you're going to pass the information, make it a simple, layman's term, clear and concise as possible, you know, hence, I'm not going to speak Spanish, right? It's going English, right?
Right.
I can't speak economic terms. And I think that way of finding a way how to communicate and knowing what they're willing to accept as far as the language, then I was able to simplify the information. And not only to simplify the information, but make it to where they understand if this is the right move or not, right? And how do we go about it?
Gotcha. So what would you say is what type of client are you most inclined to work with, or do you tend to gravitate more towards?
Sure. So there's various of them, but I like helping the self-employed. You know,
you're a rare breed, man.
You know, the struggle is real.
There are some loan officers I know that will not touch self-employed borrowers with a 10-foot pole to their detriment.
Right.
But once you get into the details and once you figure out the flow and how to do it and how you need to analyze all those documents, it's really not that hard.
No.
But it's the learning the learning curve that people are kind of scared of sometimes. So what is it about self-employed borrowers that excites you?
Well, I think it's the passion of the individual who worked so hard to start their business, continue the business, do well in their business, you know, go through whatever struggle they had to go through. And now they, you know, want to, for the most part, give themselves a little treat and buy a nice house, right?
There you go.
And so I get that because I've been there. I've seen my dad do that too, right? I've seen my grandparents do that too. You know, they want to live in a comfortable home from all work stay, right?
Right.
And so I get that connection. And because I like problem solving, is how do we put those two together? The other reason why I love doing it is because the tools we have here at Thrive Mortgage, it has opened up the ability of, you know, if we can't go conventional, we've got a non-QM department that'll actually go with special loans for the self-employed, whether it be a bank statement or other ways to do it. So the tools are there to be able to get it done.
Right.
And the educating part is just the missing piece of how we can put it together. So I love that passion and bringing them in.
Gotcha. You've been doing a lot of video. And before you joined Thrive about a year ago, actually a little more than a year ago, You didn't do a whole lot of video, did you?
I was Chicken Little. Yes,
you were Chicken Little when it came to video.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I know what I look like when I wake up, and I don't want to put that on video, type of thing.
I understand.
So yes, I was not the video guy. If you said go live, I would probably just vomit before I do. I don't know.
Deer in the headlights.
And yes.
Okay. Right,
yeah.
Gotcha. Well, thanks to the expert coaching of the folks on the media team that you've got here between Raul and Nicole and myself and,
yes.
and so many other folks that are encouraging more loan officers like yourself to do more and more video. You've actually been crushing when it comes to video. Like, I've seen a lot of the video posts that you've done, and I see the engagement on those videos that you post. Like, wow, this is great information. How you use it to help support your referral partners. Yeah. And man, it's just, you're doing a fantastic, I mean, you're a natural at it, and you really just picked it up and ran with it. Yeah. And I mean, it was pretty easy. You were one of our easiest pupils. I'll put it that way.
Well, I tell you, it was definitely the coaching between you, James, Raul for sure. Yeah. Nicole, sorry. To let me see what I didn't see mm-hmm. right in myself. Mm-hmm. For one, and for two, obviously, is to hone in some skills that I didn't know I had that, you know, or anybody can have, really.
Right.
And how to put that out there. Mm-hmm. And three, just having the right tools, the right support and people. And I think with the combination of that, it was just the confidence to say, okay, I'm going to do this and see how it works. I could tell you my first video was not a hit. Mm-hmm. Right. I looked at it and I said, what did I do? But oh, well, I shot it. Right.
And not only did you shoot it, you posted it.
And I posted it, right? Even though I don't like it.
And what happened?
I thought I was only going to get like 5 views. Like, you know, my expectation was so low, but it was decent. I think it was like 45, 50 or so. And, you know, then I looked at it and I said, okay, for one, let me listen to Rule and upgrade my tools and get a better phone.
Mm-hmm.
Camera. I'm sorry. Right. I don't call my phone. I either call it the camera. Right?
There you go.
And then with the tweaking on that and a lot of coaching from you guys, my second video was better and third mm-hmm. video was even better. And I realized that it was just going to take a few more to tweak it. But right. It was a learning opportunity, that was for sure.
Right. Let's kind of transition a little bit more to how you engage with your clients. Because one of the things that we were talking about before is, yeah, the self-employed borrower thing, but you that's kind of your specialty. But where would you say is your heart?
My heart is that first-time home buyer.
Okay. Let's get into that a little bit.
I remember when I bought my first home, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Mm-hmm. And I just remember from the moving truck to the storage to, you know, the too much information to the not enough information to,
right.
to the delays. And I just remember that experience. And then I tie that in. I actually, when we moved to Texas and was in a mortgage business, I actually helped my parents buy their first home in Texas.
Wow.
And I saw their struggle. Mm-hmm. Right. And so in the combination of the two, there's something special about that first house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still remember my first house, everything about it. I can't tell you about the second thereafter, but that first house was special. Right. And I think if we can ask the audience, or if you ask anyone and you challenge that question, you ask them, do you remember your first house? They can tell you stories.
Oh, yeah.
Right. There's a lot of stories that happen in the house. And so being said, and you know this, what's coming forth, you want to make sure that the entry level, it's just as special.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you're not in it just for the transaction. I don't like to call it a transaction.
Right.
You're in it for the long haul relationship.
Cool.
You know, the follow up, the how you doing, how'd it go, how'd you mm-hmm. move in, right? I'll bring the meat, you pull out the barbecue, right?
There you go.
That sort of thing. But first time home buyers, it's in my heart. Yeah. Something more personal, I guess you could say, to help everyone who's a first time home buyer.
Well, when you're working with a first time home buyer, what are some of the common misconceptions, or what are some of the things that you have to spend the bulk of your time either changing a mindset or correcting certain misunderstandings about how the process works? What's the most common thing in your mind or in your experience that
sure.
first-time homebuyers want to know or need to know?
Right. So granted, it's all case-by-case basis, right? Everybody sure. has a different story. But the common thing that I keep running into is just, number one is fear
mm-hmm.
and uncertainty.
Right.
And so when you come down into fear is not having enough information, or the information that they have is it good enough to be able to get it home?
Make an educated decision.
Or make an educated decision. That's right. And so the uncertainty part is this the right time?
Right. Right?
I think I'm ready, but I don't know if I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Right. So those two. And then the fear goes into the common fear we all have when we have to make a big decision. It's not, buying a house, probably going to college. It's what car am I going to mm-hmm. buy? Should I marry this person? Right?
Right.
So those are the common ones. Like that the house is just a little bit different than the rest. And so having the experience of, the mortgage background, the history of economics, the mm-hmm. sales, the psychology, then it allows me to pull it together as how do I conquer that fear with faith? Mm-hmm. Right. And so how do we put faith with information and showing the finish line so they can get through it? And a lot of that goes into three things that are commonly seen. It's either credit score,
mm-hmm.
Down payment,
mm-hmm.
right? Or the lease, wherever they're renting.
Right.
Those are usually the three. I don't know if I have enough. I don't know if my scores are good enough. And I don't know if I can get out of this lease.
Right.
Everything else, there's others, obviously, case by case basis, but those are at the top. And those usually, with the right coaching, the right mentoring, the right follow through as a consultant, mm-hmm. Can help them make one of the best decisions for themselves and their family.
Cool.
Everybody's getting caught up too much into how quickly to service tonight. And I thank God to the leadership that we have here at Thrive Mortgage and the operations team, the executive team, and the manager and so forth, that as we grow, and it's amazing that we're actually hiring in the pandemic and the situation that we are right now, mm-hmm. where other companies are imploding. But it goes into that, other places that may not be able to take the time to do the customer service and ask the right questions mm-hmm. because they're trying to hurry up and get done with the transaction and move on next. Mm-hmm. It's where that first to the heart experience actually mm-hmm. could get actually dismayed. So yeah. It's got to call us here at Thrive.
It is possible to do both. It is possible to have a rapidly moving loan manufacturing process and have a pipeline that's continually yes. being refreshed and still deliver that great service to the client. You just got to know what you're doing, and you got to have trust and faith in the people that are downstream from you.
That's right.
That they know what they're doing.
That's right.
And so it's not a trade-off that consumers should suffer
right.
at either getting high value, high service levels, but a slow mortgage process
right.
or a fast mortgage project process and no service. You can get both here.
That's right. So, amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Back to talking about first-time home buyers. We talked about the story. We talked about how important, how monumental a moment it is for them. What are some of the things, what are some other things that you want to dispel maybe myths or misconceptions that those first-time home buyers sure. have? What are some other things that you want to dispel as quickly as you can?
I understand that information is at the speed of our fingertips nowadays,
sure.
right? We don't have to log in a computer. It's on our phone. Mm-hmm. So while you're at it, all I can say is look up your resources.
Mm-hmm.
Look me up. Look up Thrive Mortgage, right? Mm-hmm. Look up the realtor you're working with,
right.
Because I think for the most part, the first step is having that trust, is mm-hmm. having that confidence that if they spill their guts into the table, per se, and say, mm-hmm. these are my credit scores. This is what I got. This is what I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
That they feel confident enough that if it's not now the time, mm-hmm. that we're going to help them to when the time is right to do it later. Right.
Gotcha.
It may be credit scores, right? Mm-hmm. It's a good thing we have Thrive for Home, right? And so mm-hmm. we have a Thrive for Home program that'll help them get into the opportunity. If not now, then soon enough later, right?
Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of if, it's only a matter of when.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so, and I think that's one of the things that I would recommend for the first time home buyer, right? Mm-hmm. That we're very transparent here,
right?
Whether it's a loan officer or a Thrive, anyone within the company as to who we are, how we service and how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the reviews, thank goodness. No one's mad at me.
How could anybody be mad at you? You're too nice.
Yeah, I have to... Yeah, well, like Jesus. And so, and I think once they do that, and I love the phone call that comes in, that I hear the other side of the voice, someone who I've never met before, but I love the phone call that comes in and says, I'm calling you because I trust you. Right. And because of the realtor who talked me up, or referral partner, financial advisor, whoever, or they've looked me up. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they found me, but they looked me up, and that's the first thing that comes out. Mm-hmm. And then the story comes, and that's when you listen. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think if I'm not a bartender, but if I can listen to how to right, solve some problem case mm-hmm. by case basis, then the dream of home ownership is really closer than most people think.
It is. I agree.
It's, you know, it may not be easy for everybody, but it's pretty simple.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, even if you are, feel like you are credit challenged, it's still something where, the right time for you to have, corrected those things
right.
was yesterday.
That's right.
The next right time for you to do it today.
That's right.
And so, so basically if you are dealing with those credit issues or anything, you don't have to suffer through that anymore. We can help you. We're not credit repair experts, but we know some.
That's right.
And we know what a healthy credit profile needs to look like. And we can take a look at everything and we can make some pointers
right.
and say, hey, just with a little bit of discipline, a little bit of practice,
that's right.
just get these things taken care of. And I have a client that, their return client, and they bought a home last year, and through some job changes had to sell it and move, and their credit score was not ideal. It was sure. it was in the 660, 680s. So I mean, not terrible, but not as good as it could have been.
Sure.
The reason why was there were three collections on one of the borrower's profiles mm-hmm. that was dragging it down into that 660 range. Well, we were still able to get them closed the first time, but I said, hey, next time around, mm-hmm. let's see about fixing these things. Mm-hmm. And she was very, very diligent, and she worked very, very hard to get those three items removed from, she followed the steps that I gave her awesome. To the T. She was able to get them removed. Her credit score went from a 665 to a 780 like that, once those three collections.
Well,
that's right.
The coach.
And she didn't have to spend an additional dime. They were already so, things that she had taken care of. She just didn't have them removed. And just with a little bit of sound advice, she was able to get them removed. And awesome. It made all the difference in the world. Sure. And instead of a rate that was in the fours because we're where the FICO score was, sure. they're now getting a rate down in the twos.
Change their life forever.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things where we just saved them, just with a little bit of work, we just saved them thousands and thousands absolutely. Of dollars over the course of the life of the loan. That's and right. they're going to be in this house for 10, 15 years.
Perfect. Long-term, short-term. Exactly. You know, you hit the nail on the head. Life happens.
Yeah, I get it.
To everybody.
Yeah.
You know, whether you see it coming or not, it happens. And there's a phrase, I think we have it. As Freda says, your credit score is not really who you are at some mm-hmm. point, right?
Right.
And so
define you.
That's right. It does not define you. And that's what it is. And so we get that, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't have a perfect score in my history. You know, I was a college student who if I saw a t-shirt and all I had to do was apply to get that t-shirt, then I got the credit card, right?
Build up that wardrobe.
That's right.
You know? Got Visa and Discover.
That's right.
I was a walking billboard fell for that too. There you go.
So, you know, a lot of that is just the not knowing, right?
Yeah.
But the beautiful part about all that is that regardless of the history, it can still be corrected today. Mm-hmm. You still be able to take advantage of my home.
Absolutely. All right. Good stuff. So we talked about finding you on social and using your resources. How do people get in touch with you?
So I'm on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Instagram, Facebook, business.
What do they need to search up on any of those platforms?
Shervy Loan Officer.
Shervy Loan Officer.
Yes.
S-C-H-E-R-V-Y.
Got it. Yes.
All right. Shervy Loan Officer. And so, yeah, just look for, just search his name. I think you're the only Shervy Ortiz in the Animalist Registry, so yes. It shouldn't be hard to find you.
Yeah, that's right.
I know you got a website, right?
Yes. Thrive Mortgage and / Shervy Ortiz.
Yep. And so go there. That'll be your LO directory page. Yeah. Get in touch with him. If you're in Central Texas, San Antonio, Hill Country, Basically, Uvalde all the way up to Raffles.
That's right.
Sherry can tell. Well, if you're anywhere in Texas, Sherry can take care of you. But
pretty much. Español, inglés.
Español, muy bueno.
Yeah.
All right. Well done.
Thank you.
Well, cool. Well, get in touch with Sherry if you need some help and want to work with somebody who's going to do a great job for you. And Sherry, thanks for coming on today, bro.
Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely.
Pleasure being here. Thank you.
Good chatting with you. Good getting to know. I didn't know that mortgage had been in your blood your entire life.
I didn't know that until before I came here.
There you go. Awesome, man.
Thank you.
Good chat with you.
You too. Right. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great rest of your day. And make sure to hit the subscribe button so that you get updated next time a great interview like this drops. And also, if your platform allows it, we would love to hear from you. Love to have a review. Of course, we appreciate 5 stars. But if you ever have any suggestions for us for future guests or topics that you want to hear covered, shoot us an email at thriveonomics@thrivemortgage.com. And we will take those considerations and maybe even reach out to you to be a part of it.
That's right.
All right. Y'all have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. The title sponsor for Thriveonomics is Thrive Mortgage. Licensed in multiple states across the U.S., Thrive Mortgage employs the best professionals, equipped with leading technology and the most efficient process to deliver a legendary lending experience. For more information about how we can serve you or to find a local Thrive Mortgage professional in your area, please visit us at thrivemortgage.com. You can also contact us directly via email at thriveonomics@thrivemortgage.com. Thrive Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS ID 268552.